Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman. It is Azure Friday, and I'm talking with Kirill Gavriluk about Azure Cosmos DB. Bunch of big deliverables just recently happened.
Thank you, Scott. It's always such a pleasure to be here. We released quite a few exciting features with Cosmos DB. Let's start with Cassandra API. So we recently announced availability of Cassandra API on Cosmos DB. Cosmos DB is a multimodal database as a service. It offers you ability to work with documents using Mongo SQL API, with work with graphs using Gremlin API, using Azure Table API, and now it offers you Cassandra API at the protocol level, so you can take any app or tools that you're familiar with if you're working with Cassandra and bring it over to Cosmos DB, and it'll continue to work. And we have a separate session that goes into details on this.
So just like in the past where I could take my apps that talk to Mongo, point them to Cosmos DB, they don't know that they're not talking to Mongo, and they still work great, and they get additional features that Cosmos offers. I can do the same with Cassandra apps.
Exactly. And that's a big difference from hosting these open source databases, which are great databases, hosting them versus providing a protocol level support for APIs. Offering protocol level support for APIs allows us to bring all that goodness of Cosmos DB to these developers.
Wow. So Cassandra is now part of the family.
Exactly. Yeah. Very cool. And pretty excited about it. Obviously, it's in preview, still some road ahead to get all the compatibility sorted out. But quite a few apps will work already. And please take it for a spin.
All right.
Next is we announced general availability of Azure Table API. That's an interesting story. If you work with Azure before, you likely used Azure Table at least one point in
your life. It's a big fundamental service of Azure. It's been around forever. Yes. It's fast. It's reliable.
It stores your key value pairs, right? And works for many scenarios. And you likely have been waiting for some of the features from Azure Table Storage for a long time. For example, second column indexes, right? Secondary indexes. And there was a reason why it was hard to implement directly in the table storage. We are offering now a table storage API, 100% compatible, in Azure Cosmos DB that brings you all those features that you were missing. So you can now do secondary indexes. You can now do global distribution. You can now get SLA for performance if you have a high performance scenario running on tables, and many more. We announced preview about half a year ago. With general availability of Table API on Azure Cosmos DB, you can now take any app using any SDK. And for example, I'll give you an example. We have here, let's use this window. Here we have an account I just created using Table API. I'm going to take a connection string from this account. And I'm going to access it using table storage. Table storage is Azure Storage Explorer is a very popular tool among storage developers and the developers that use Azure Table Storage. So I can connect to it. And in fact, I already have connected to it right here. So now I can go and interact with it. And it uses JavaScript SDK for tables.
Does it think it's talking to Azure Table Storage now?
Yes.
So it doesn't know.
It doesn't know. Yes,
it's
an existing tool. Again, same promise.
Right, and this is the thing that's turning out to be really interesting about Cosmos DB. The fact that it's multimodal and it works globally. It's giving you the best underlying database with your favorite binary format, JSON format, your favorite protocol on top.
And it's especially great for developers who already have apps, because all these databases have lots of apps already written for them, that you don't have to change any line of code except for connections.
Right, and only good things happen. It just gets better. It gets faster.
Yep. So just to prove the point that it actually works, we just created a table. We'll go back to our account. And we'll see that, need to refresh. And we see our table's created. Right. And you can work now from Storage Explorer or from the portal. You work with this table as you work with your Azure Table Storage table. But you can get secondary indexes and other goodness. third thing we announced is the general availability of Spark connector for Cosmos DB. I believe we just recorded a session on it, so hopefully you'll see it soon. And it's we're very excited because it allows you to do very complex aggregation analytical queries against real-time data that you store in Cosmos DB. So Cosmos DB is used often for real-time data. It's hard, and tends to be hard to run complex analytical workloads on real-time data. Mm-hmm. With Spark and a native connector for Spark, we make it easy. And the beauty of native connection is that it's partition aware, so it only talks to the partition it needs to talk to. Mm-hmm. It's very efficient, very fast. Another interesting thing we have announced is the general availability of Gremlin Graph APIs. Mm-hmm. That feature has been released about half a year ago at Build, and lots of investment went into it. Let me show you, just in case if you haven't seen it, you can create a graph database with Cosmos DB, and you can upload, you can use Gremlin protocol, which is Apache Gremlin API. We haven't invented that API. So you can bring your Gremlin apps to it. Here we have a Marvel Heroes, kind of something we demo commonly with our Gremlin support. Mm-hmm. And you can customize how you render the graph. You can look at the data using JSON or Visual. Some nice things we added as part of declaring GA, not only that it works now and it's robust and it's faster, you can also do things like you can traverse the graph now. So you can click. I can never remember whether it's double click or click.
Thor's friends?
Yeah, so you can look at what other comics
the
Thor played with, right?
Oh, that's cool.
Now then you can page through the comics. Right, so we do pagination around neighbors. And you can traverse the graph and see which path connects the two points
of interest. This just really hits the Cosmos DB. You just went from a table storage on Cosmos to graph storage on Cosmos and document storage in between. Yeah. I mean, it's really the database for any use.
Yep. There are databases. There are scenarios that we don't do. Like, we don't do super complex relational joins.
Sure.
But it's a good database for many use cases. Put it this way. Okay. Another good thing, and I'm sure folks will be excited about, is we reduced some cost reduction. Let's call it this way. So now, with Cosmos DB, you can create, actually, let's create a new graph. You can create partitioned collections with the minimum throughput of 1,000 as opposed to 2,500 as it before.
Right.
So for entry price used to be, for partition collections, used to be $150 per month, which is a lot. Now it's $60 reduced. And you can still create Cosmos DB collections at $24, but also not partitions, also single partition. So you can start with a pretty powerful collections for lots of data. But if you don't have a lot of throughput, as common during development, you don't have to pay upfront a lot of money. You can start at $60 now, and it'll keep going down as we progress.
That's nice.
So that's, 60% reduction? Good number. Finally, let's take a look what else I've missed. We've announced public preview of aggregation pipeline and unique index. I think we have a session on this already. We've announced 5 nines SLA. That was took a lot of work. It's like one digit added, but it's a lot of work to add. Yeah. But now, if you have a globally distributed account with Cosmos DB, your data is available with 5 nines SLAs, which is very few services offer. That's a pretty high guarantee. And a bunch of metrics improvements that you can check out if you go to Cosmos DB and look at the metrics tab right here. With that, lots more exciting things are coming.
How often does Cosmos get updated? Is it monthly? Is it quarterly? Is it every 2 weeks?
Weekly.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're quietly and silently improving.
Keep improving. Yep.
Every week.
Yes. It's a pretty oiled machinery. Obviously, there are only a few times within a semester where we actually release publicly visible, noticeable things.
Yeah, like this huge series of features that you just released.
Yes, and it's exciting to see how robust and loyal it has become.
That's great. Well, congratulations, and we look forward to hearing even more about Cosmos DB.
Thank you, Scott.
I'm learning about what's new with Cosmos DB this month here on Azure Friday.